Hello.
Hello, sir. My name is Mary. I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning some issues facing the community and nation. To start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
And what industry? In the
In the
construction?
masonry. Yeah.
Masonry industry?
Yes.
I don't know, 45 years.
Thank you so much. And what is your primary branch of the trade?
Chuck Pointer.
Thank you so much. And on the last job that you worked on, were you an improver, finisher, helper, apprentice, journey level mechanic, or foreman?
Journeyman.
Thank you, sir. And yes or no, are you currently working on other trades?
Other trades?
If you are currently working at the trade.
Yeah, I am.
Thank you so much. And approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find a work when you wanted to work over the past 12
No,
months in
I'm
your
still
class?
working. I'm not unemployed. I'm working.
It's okay, perfect. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractor over the past
No.
year? Thank you.
No.
Yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
Revoking?
Yeah.
No.
Thank you, sir. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were in this time last year?
About the
Okay. And do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
I'm just going to say about the same.
Thank you, sir. And do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community? Yes or no?
Currently, yes.
Thank you. Thinking about all the jobs in which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
No.
Thank you. Have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about the last job in which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through your state or local government, through the federal government, or privately, or do you not know?
Private.
Private,
Private.
okay. Thank you. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
More.
Thank you. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 or 3 years it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
Stay about the same.
Thank you. And thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Could be unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat or cold, falling objects, fall risks,
Language
COVID-19.
problems.
Thank you, sir. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
Thank you. Have you participated in a picketing in the last 12 months?
And a what?
A picketing.
I still don't understand what you're saying.
A political canvassing?
No, political canvassing, no.
A union organizing?
No.
Thank you, sir. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Never, occasionally, or regularly?
Occasionally.
Thank you. And please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are less likely to get your news from. Could be cable news, newspaper, radio?
Yes, TV, cable news.
Okay, and which will be the second one? Could be radio, internet, friends or neighbors, local TV news, newspaper?
Internet.
Thank you. And the third one could be newspaper, radio, friends or neighbors, local TV.
Radio.
Thank you. The next one could be newspaper, friends, or local TV news?
Friends.
Thank you. And the last one, newspaper or local TV news?
Local TV.
Thank you so much, sir. Which cable network is your preferred news source? Could be Fox News, MSNBC, CNN, another news channel?
I really don't have a favorite.
Okay, it's okay. Which of the following issues matter most to you right now? Could be jobs and economy, healthcare, the environment, education, immigration, foreign policy, support for labor unions, or something else?
Immigration.
Thank you, sir. As you may know, the BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally finance construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No.
No, thank you. The Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say...
Oh, yeah, I have heard of that.
Uh-huh. And would you say it is not important at all? Not so important?
Yes, important. It's important.
Okay, thank you so much. Generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
The Republicans.
Thank you. And as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on a strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, the United Auto Workers or the GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
The UAW.
Thank you so much. Please tell me if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with his job as president overall.
Disapprove.
Would you say strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat.
Thank you, sir. And what about the job he has done with the foreign affairs? Would you approve or
with
disapprove?
With foreign affairs?
Yes, sir.
Disapprove.
Thank you. What about the economy? Do you approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
What about immigration?
Disapprove.
Healthcare.
Well, we could disapprove.
Thank you. And the last one, support for labor unions.
Well, he acts like it. I guess he's okay. Somewhat approve.
Thank you so much. Do you approve or disapprove the way Congress is handling its job?
I approve.
Would you say strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote, sir?
Yes.
And I know it is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably?
Yes.
Thank you. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
Neither.
Neither. Okay, thank you. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement, security?
Not really.
Okay. And turning back to the BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Would you say excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. And what about the overall effectiveness of the international union? Would you say excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you, sir. How will the union best improve its representation and service, in your own words?
Boy, how can they improve it? I'll just say continue what they're doing.
Thank you so much, sir. And what is the most important thing the union should be working on, in your own words?
Higher wages.
Thank you so much, sir. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Would you say mail, union meetings, email, text messages, job site?
Mail.
Thank you. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the VAC?
Just normally around election years.
Thank you. And now I would like to ask you a few questions just for statistical purposes, and we're almost done. Do you consider yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or something else?
Something else at the moment.
Thank you. Do you think of yourself as closer to the Republican or Democratic Party?
I guess closer to Republican.
Thank you, sir. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race?
Caucasian.
Thank you so much. Finally, just for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Dave Ed.
Thank you so much, sir. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and kindness helping me with these questions. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care, sir.